You want to have the town employee do it.
Appoint the administrator, but it'd be the mayor or town council that have to appoint the administrator, right? Somebody's got to appoint the administrator. If, I don't know who's involved when that's going to be, but somebody's got, I mean, it's got to be the mayor or the town council. Who else is there?
Keep somebody from like.
I mean, that technically still.
Would you want a professional to do that? Knows what this is all about?
Somebody's got to hire a professional.
For 8 months. And people don't seem to understand what it's all about.
Well, that's why we're getting the grunt work done by.
We're doing it.
By a contracted planning company, but then we can have the final say.
I want to bring up another point here too. If you're going to have a paid administrator, you better talk to the town council because so far they haven't approved any more money for your budget. And they're working on the budget right now.
It's doubtful that they've read it either after all this time.
And you might want to throw some training money in there too, so you may want to have a conversation with them about that.
This should have been done, what, December 31st? Here it is, 6 months later. We've been talking about this for a long time.
And I think we're almost there.
Yeah. How should we word this? The city administrator shall accept completed applications to determine whether or not it meets the requirements in the ordinance.
We don't
like to be called the city.
We do not need
We take pride.
For no, that, and we don't want to.
Yeah. Anybody does that.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys could really look up what the requirements would be and maybe decide if you want to post it for someone to do the position. I mean, because there's got to be some really special requirements with that. It'd be really dangerous just to let it, sure, looks good to me, when they don't even look.
Can't you just have somebody from Sunrise do it?
I know they're doing one stage.
And that's, we do have that in there.
So
that
they can do both stages, maybe.
And they can even walk, they can hold her hand through this whole thing and just say, sign here, dot your I's, cross your T's, and I feel confident that we'd have the support we need.
It's kind of the same as the building permit. We send it, we have it looked over, we have it approved, but mayor is the, like Sunrise says, this looks great, and then
right.
The mayor signs the building permit.
Mm-hmm.
But like, that may change it too. Is the planning zoning or the mayor or the town council going to be doing building permits?
Right.
We've asked that every time.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's the same, like, we contract with Sunrise to do the inspections, but at the end of the day, the building permit is not through Sunrise, it's through Meadowtown.
Right.
We're just contracting that service.
Yeah, so I feel like we'll pay them to go through and make sure everything's kosher, but then we get it back, and then someone who's not in the mayor town council, who's in the town, will sign it.
You're going to be hard pressed to find anybody in town that's going to go through all of what you've done and get up to par to where they're going to be able to sign this the way it should be.
Well, that's why we just mentioned that it's the Sunrise or someone who's going to do the groundwork, and we have that included in here. We're just getting it back, having them told us that it's good.
Right?
Where is that?
We're just the auto pin.
Oh, no!
Why can't you do that anymore?
I can reach out to other communities to see how, through the six county region, of how other small towns are dealing with this, because, are they using engineering firms to, subcontract this out?
Both steps.
Yeah.
Because we can see them do the one step, but it's like, do they use them for the second step?
Yeah.
So, that's a good idea.
Yeah, okay. So the wording of that, we could just say the town administrator shall determine. Mm-hmm. Given that it's not the mayor or town council.
Yeah.
Because that's also in the ordinance. Okay. Does that cover what we need to do tonight?
What about your appeals group?
I still haven't reached out to whoever's on it.
I can get you the number.
It is an ordinance that there is an appeals group. And if a subdivision application comes in, we can just appoint a new appeals group if it's in shambles. You know.
What about the subdivision or the short-term rental ordinance? Has that been scrubbed?
Well, we decided this is priority. We're going to get this signed and approved, go through the public hearing, and then we'll jump back onto that after. I brought up once working on those concurrently, but we're just going to work on these one at a time. Just take it nice and easy, and we'll get back to that.
Well, one thing I might point out is that you're not really required to have a subdivision ordinance. If the state has a subdivision ordinance, and you have to follow the states anyway, so
to do this at all.
I don't see a real push. Well, cities and towns, basically, the reason they would have their own ordinance is so they can make a stricter ordinance than the state requires, and where you're limiting major subdivisions, that would be one thing that we would want to have in there.
Yeah.
So that's why we would have a subdivision ordinance.
You know, or
otherwise, you'd just be required to follow state law.
Yeah.
Or tailor fit to our needs than what this basic state ordinance is.
Which I think we did a good job doing, having the minor lot and then the simple lot and then minor subdivisions. Okay, well, so I think going forward, I'll take this and
you're gonna email us.
I'll try and polish it as much as I can, email it out to you guys, and then July, maybe we should just wait till August, just that way we have plenty of time to advertise and do our secondary review. Do we want to wait till August, or think we can fit this in July?
Well, if you got where you want it, we can still meet in July. I don't have any problem with
that. Yeah.
I should try. The public, is there a public review period? How long? Is it 30 days?
We have to advertise it. Is it 20 days in advance?
I believe so.
Then there's the public hearing.
And then in that time frame, the public should be ready for the public to look at if they want to. They can call and request that from either Haley or I. So.
Right. So then if it passes the public hearing, if we vote on it and approve it, then it goes to town council, where it's not another public hearing, but it is just a chance for them to review it with
more public. It is a public hearing.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. So then there's an entirely new public hearing, apparently. So, which means it gives us about 10 days to update this and for us all to look at before it's ready to be broadcast.
Why don't we write it back up again and then come back in July and make sure everything's good before we...
Okay.
I mean, or just go forward. I think it looks great.
Basically, notice would have to be posted by the 20th. And this would have to be ready by then.
So in 10 days, roughly.
Nope, I counted. That was me. Just kidding. Let me count again.
That's the 10th today.
Let's see.
We could try.
The 25th.
Yeah.
So 8 days away.
Have it, have your plans by the 25th?
The 24th, 25th, yeah.
Okay, so 14 days.
I think we
can
do that.
I think we
can
just
add that, yeah.
Because it's we aren't like, it doesn't need to be polished and done. This is still a draft, even after the public review, public hearing. If you're okay with that, you know, whatever.
I'm good with that.
I'm good.
Okay. I just think if we met again,
then
there wouldn't be much to talk about.
Right. I agree, after I said it.
Okay. True enough. Well, let's shoot for it, and we can always punt till August, because July is a busy month. So, but let's shoot for it and see if we can make that happen.
Okay.
Okay, well, is there anything else we need to cover tonight? Jess, did you talk to anyone else in Meadow about the general plan?
No. Can I get a copy of that?
Yeah.
Do you have an electronic copy?
I think so.
Okay.
If not, I can scan it and get it.
All right.
I'll write myself a note.
Yeah, I've got it right here. Yeah. There's a vision statement and a general plan.
Right there.
Yep.
Really, but we'll really shouldn't make many changes.
But did you say you'll send it to me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Not change your census information.
Yeah, it's probably.
There are a couple of things that they've changed that are required in general plan. I mean, you know how the state legislature is.
What?
You've got to talk about protection areas, like agricultural protection areas.
Yeah.
You got to specify if the town has any. They really want you to talk about, like in the general plan, how you can make housing affordable for those who want to live in your community. Because there are people who want to live here. Your kids may want to live here, but I just saw an article today that said Utah is one of the top worst housing. In the housing crisis right now. We're in a housing crisis. They're all talking about affordable housing. So they want something in the general plan. Something.
They want you to subsidize it for them.
Yeah. No. They don't. No, but they want the town to try and help. So if somebody wants to live here, they can.
How would they do that? What would the town do?
Things like tax incentives, if like the town owns land, if a developer wants to come in. I'm not saying that Meadow does, but I know in other towns they'll do, what is it, tax increment financing. They may sell a lot to a developer who's going to do a duplex or a threeplex or something simple like that. And so they may give a deal to the developer with the stipulation that if it's a threeplex, maybe two of the units have to be for people who make 80% of the area median income. So for Millard County, it'd be, I don't know, it's depending on the family size. And
Look at your census figures for Meadow. There's a large percentage of the people that live here that are below the, you know, the median average. Another question is where in Utah are you going to find cheaper property than you're going to find here, unless you're out on the reservation somewhere.
Yeah. It's just going to be, yeah.
So
affordable housing is long gone. That was when the houses were 89,000, yeah. Not 350 or 250,000 for a guy, you know.
But there's still homes for sale here.
Yes, that's true. So if your kids don't want to move here,
there is homes different.
Yeah, but.
That's just true. You know, like Rex, would you sell your deal for half? You're a fool to do it.
Yeah.
If you can get $4,000, $400,000 for a home, you can sell it for $200,000 if that's the market value? No.
And there's a lot of people that come here and there's houses available for sale, but that's not good enough for them. They want to buy an empty piece of property and build a new house.
within 3 months, it's got to be done.
But anyway, yeah.
They want the, what they want it now, and they want it at their price.
Sad, but it's true. It's kind of how it works up in the big cities.
The problem is, we don't owe anybody a place.
We're done. Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
No, it's not for sale.
I adjourn.
Did you say I make a motion to adjourn?
I'm making a motion to adjourn.
Hold a second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks.
All right. No.